You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdal. Earlier today, President Obama announced a new initiative to bring high-speed internet access to more people. The project is called Connect Home. It'll provide high-speed broadband access to families in low-income housing developments. It's a partnership with private companies who will be footing most of the bill. They include Cox Communications, Sprint, and Google. The program will include, obviously, the internet access, but also training and digital literacy programs and even devices for some low-income users. The administration says getting into the internet business will help bridge the digital divide for about 275,000 households. We're joined by Julian Castro, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Secretary Castro, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So I wanted to ask you, as I read through the announcement, it occurred to me, why does the government have to do this? Was there a failure of competition in broadband infrastructure in the private sector?
What we see out there are two things. First of all, how important it is today for every American to have access to the internet. It has changed the way that we live, the way that we work. And it's a requirement that folks have access to the internet to be competitive in this 21st century global economy. The second thing is that over 50% of low-income households don't have access to the internet. So Connect Home really is about bridging that digital divide and doing something to get folks connected and to close that achievement gap.
And how important is wireless in that equation? We talk about kids going home and not having broadband internet access, but it seems like wireless might be more universally accessible.
But having internet access, whether it's wired or it's wireless, for a young person growing up in a public housing community, both of those things are a plus. And as part of the Connect Home initiative, we have some internet service providers that are going wireless and some that are more traditional and hooking up communities. Either way, the big win for these young folks is that now they're going to actually have internet access and they're going to have a chance to do the homework that before they weren't able to do as well, or they had to go to a public library or somewhere else. Wall Street Journal today had this article about how many young people get out to places like McDonald's sometimes because they don't have internet access at home. So we're focused on getting folks connected.
And can you estimate now how much this might cost?
There's no cost to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Now, there's a $70 million collective commitment that our private and nonprofit sector partners have made to Connect Home. And so there's a significant investment that they're making.
And a project like this seems to be a clear statement that broadband is a utility, that it is a must in today's world. But in the words of one internet commenter, should internet access be a state-provided infrastructure item?
Folks can have their own, I think, and do have their own views in terms of whether the public sector should do that or the private sector. Connect Home is really being driven by the private and nonprofit sectors in conjunction with the public sector. You know, there's no HUD funding that's going into this. This really is a private and nonprofit sector effort that's teaming up with public housing authorities. So our focus is for public housing communities, making sure that these families are connected.
And do you think that's a good model going forward? It seems like private-public partnership has been a model that people are experimenting with. You know, can you bring the private partners on board because it allows them to advertise their service a little bit? I mean, Best Buy offering, you know, computer training, it's almost like native advertising.
We're happy that that a number of internet service providers and other organizations and businesses that provide digital literacy training or other educational opportunities are part of this. There are up to 200,000 young people that are going to be able to avail themselves of the internet now who weren't before. Public-private partnerships help to make that happen. And, you know, for the last few decades, public-private partnerships have been increasing. And I fully expect that in a resource-constrained environment here in Washington, D.C., in state capitals around the United States, and in city halls, that you're going to see more public-private partnerships to get things done.
Secretary Julian Castro, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.